This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Thursday will mark the first time in more than a decade that the Guardians open the regular season without legendary manager Terry Francona. While some familiar faces remain, I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about a number of questions facing new manager Stephen Vogt.
You have a manager that was here for 10 years and had two losing records and six trips to the playoffs. And during that time, they never were bad. Now, I think they were like 76 and 86 last year, but that's not awful. But it is a new team with a new manager, Stephen Vogt. This is his first year as a manager. He's only 2 years away from playing. I have no clue how he's going to do.
And there's going to be a lot of players moving around. This is a roster that's in flux.
Yeah, it is. And they didn't really go out to add any sort of offense. But a big problem they have right now, and the one that worries me the most, is the bullpen. Because the last few years, Emmanuel Classe pitched in more games and more safe situations than anybody else. And I think it began to wear them down. And some of the guys that they were counting on to pitch innings before Classe are hurt. James Karinchak is one. Trevor Stephan is going to have elbow reconstruction surgery. He's out. So when you look at the bullpen, you're talking about, other than a veteran pitcher named Barlow that came in, you're talking about players such as Tim Herron. If you don't know these names, no surprise. That's the point. Hunter Gaddis, Eloy Morgan. I did not see anything here that gives me optimism about the bullpen.
Returning is Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, Andres Jimenez, Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, four really good players. And I would probably throw Bo Naylor into that mix too, because that's Josh's younger brother. But I think he has a chance to be a star as a catcher.
Okay, so who are some of the moving pieces here?
Your shortstop of the moment is Brian Rocchio. He's a switch-hitting shortstop, and they've given the job to him. They finally had to pick somebody to do that. They've had all these shortstop prospects. So the center fielder for many of the games is going to be
Tyler Freeman.
Yes, a career shortstop, and then he was sort of a second baseman. They've made him into a center fielder in spring training, and they were so pleased with how he played. That's the reason they made a big, surprising move in spring training.
Yeah, Miles Straw, they sent him away.
To the minors, to AAA. Had $19 million and 3 years left on a contract. 2 years ago, he won a gold glove. And it's like the last 2 years, Amanda, he wasn't just bad. He was horrible at the plate. To me, they're sending Straw a message here. They must want him to make some adjustments as a hitter, because I'm sure they'd like to have him back, and they could bring him back. That was one of the, to me, the biggest surprise of spring training. And then the biggest, I would say, heartwarming stories would be Carlos Carrasco's back.
Yeah, the longtime pitcher traded to the Mets with Francisco Lindor, and now he's back.
If he stays healthy, Amanda, he can help him. And he pitched really well in spring training. He's going to open as the fifth starter because one of their young phenoms, Gavin Williams, has a bit of an arm problem, supposed to not be serious. And then they're going to put him in the bullpen. And maybe Carlos can help that bullpen situation.
What about the other starting pitcher, Shane Bieber? He will be opening the season, opening day on Thursday. What does the rest of the rotation look like?
Two things about Bieber. Number one, he worked on strengthening his arm in the offseason. I'm always a little dubious with that. You hear, oh, he's going to add some miles to his fastball or whatever. He did. He's got his arm in good shape, but he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So it's almost like the clock's ticking. When will they trade him? And then number two in the rotation, if he could stay healthy, he could be a good pitcher, is Tristan McKenzie. The number three, I mentioned Gavin Williams, he has a minor arm problem. I think he's had a chance to be the best of the whole bunch. Then you have Logan Allen, a left-handed starter. They've had very few of those. And then they might have a guy who may be the next Bieber, and that's Tanner Bibee.
Are you making any predictions on this season?
Boy, I've been struggling with this one, but I'm going to make probably the worst prediction, subject to change, but as of now, I've got them winning 72 and losing 90. No, they are in a bad division if the starting pitching holds up, and it could, and if they could find the bullpen to be above average, then they could be a surprise team.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.